Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And I hope your new year is off to a great start, that you've been able to enjoy some time with friends and family over the past few days. But today, we're taking a look at Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And Romans chapter 8 is considered by many to be the greatest passage in all of Scripture, which is a pretty bold claim to make. But when you read this chapter, it is just full of incredible truth that we hold on to as believers. And the verses that we're looking at today are some of the most encouraging and most powerful in all the Bible. So I'm going to read these verses for us today. Paul writes this. He says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." You see, the Holy Spirit that God gives us when we trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit has several different roles in our life as believers. But one of those roles is that he confirms for us the reality of our new identity in Christ. And Paul says that he testifies to our position in God's family, that we are now children of God. We are sons and daughters of the King. You see, prior to coming to know Jesus and trusting in him, we were not children of God. In fact, the Bible tells us here that we were actually slaves to sin, and we were unable to please God with our lives. We were bound by our sin nature and unable to change on our own. And we were destined for eternal separation from God. But now, because of Jesus, what he has accomplished through his death and resurrection, we are no longer slaves. No, we have now been freed from the power of sin and death, and we don't have to live in fear anymore, because the Spirit has brought about our adoption into God's family. We are now God's children. We are his sons and his daughters. You see, as followers of Jesus, we have the incredible privilege of being a part of God's family, of being adopted as one of his children. And just like in an earthly adoption, you know, we don't bring anything to the table. We haven't done anything to earn or deserve a spot in God's family. But God paid the ultimate price to bring us into his family. He sent his son, Jesus, to die for our sins. And now he extends us the opportunity to be a part of his family. We don't have to earn our way. We don't have to achieve our way. We don't have to buy our way. We simply place our faith and trust in Jesus. You see, there are no natural born children in the family of God, meaning that we're not born as Christians. And we're not saved by the faith of our parents. Just because our mom and dad believe in Jesus doesn't mean that we have inherited their faith automatically. Nobody starts off in the family of God. We're spiritual orphans who are in need of a spiritual family, which means that there has to come a moment of adoption in our life where we are brought into the family of God. And this happens by placing our faith and our trust in Jesus and in what Jesus has accomplished through his death and his resurrection. And Paul says that when we do, we receive a new identity. We become a child of God. And so today we just want to stop for a moment to pray and to reflect just on that incredible truth that through Jesus, we are now children of God. So Father, we thank you that you have adopted us into your family. God, we brought nothing to the table. We were not deserving of being your child, but you sent your son Jesus to die so that we could be a part of your family. And we thank you for that. We thank you for our new identity, that we're no longer slaves to fear, but we are children of God. So Lord, help us to rest in that truth today. Help us to live with boldness and confidence because of our new identity. And thank you for what you've done in each of our lives. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.